Do you have anything like that around here?
No, I don't think we do, because I never walked in no store here that was sticky.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you ever hear of a gumbo or buckshot or any kind of soil like that?
No, I have. Y'all have that kind in your country?
They have it up in Mississippi in some parts.
Huh. I don't think it's any here.
Uh-huh. What would you call the land that's along a river? It's overflowed and it's real
well,
good for...
Some of them call it bottom land, some call it low land. It overflows mm-hmm. from the river when it gets up.
Mm-hmm.
Some call it swamp.
Mm-hmm. What about a field that's good for growing hay in?
Field good for growing hay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they'd grow a lot of hay around here.
Mm-hmm.
Where it don't go underwater, you don't need hills like where it's high. Now you take care of where I live. It don't matter how hard it rains, it never bothers me here at all. That fella right down there next to the woods got that nice brick home down there. It gets up put down his house when it rains hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's low down there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that you'd call that an age of the swamp, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Swampy land. You know, swampy land stays wet.
Mm-hmm. What about grassy land that's good for growing hay?
Well, most any of this land around here grows pretty good hay, if it's drained good.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of a prairie or meadow or?
Prairies.
Prairie or meadow?
No, I haven't.
Uh-huh. If you were going to drain a swamp, what would you dig to?
Well, you'd cut a canal and you'd have to cut it so it drained into the Mississippi River. That's where it drained. Yeah, they cut it to run into the Mississippi River down and drain it into the river over here.
Mm-hmm. Is a canal a very big thing? Or?
Well, some of them is pretty big. Now, this one right down here, what you crossed, it ain't so awful big, and it's pretty good size, too. They cut that from the Comet and White Bar through here down to Devil Swamp.
Mm-hmm.
They call that the Devil Swamp down there. That's where the river overflowed and comes back in that swamp. Mm-hmm. Ain't no levees on that side till you get to the hill. After you go off the hill down there, well, that's all swamp down there. And in the summertime, when the river ain't up, you can go a mile or two before you get to the river, but when the river's high, all that goes on the water. They call that backwater, you know, backs mm-hmm. over that swamp there. And that's where the people catch their catfish. When the river gets up,
mm-hmm.
them fish go out in them swamps there.
Mm-hmm. Say if you'd had a heavy rain and the water cut out a little water.
Washed the drain out.
Uh-huh.
A lot of time it'll do that, you know, when you have a big rain, maybe it'll wash a little drain out.
What would you call that? Anything else?
A gutter.
Huh?
Some people called it a gutter and some called it a drain.
Uh-huh. That it cuts in the dirt?
Yeah.
What about if that had gone on for a long time and you have a really big area, it's deep and maybe it's got a little stream at the bottom, but it's...
Well, they call that a ditch.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. People used to cut them through the fields, you know, they call them ditches. They didn't cut them very wide, but they had to cut them when they're coming along, you know, so it would start up fine, cut them so it pulled the water down this way. The further down this way you get with them, it'd be shallow.
Anything else besides a ditch?
Well, no, I don't believe. That's all I ever heard of call. You couldn't call it canal because it wasn't big enough.
Mm-hmm. Say if you had some water flowing along, you'd call that a...
Water flowing along.
Mm-hmm. If smaller than a river, it would be a...
I guess you'd call it, I'd be backwater, I reckon.
Uh-huh. Where do people go fishing around here besides the backwater and the river?
Well, some of them go fishing. We got a creek over here you call the Comet. I don't know whether you crossed it or not. And then it goes up toward Mississippi. And then we got further over, we got a big creek.
Mm-hmm.